This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Mohrner. Grateful and thrilled were two words repeatedly echoed by school leaders as they described how they felt late Tuesday night. That's because voters across the state gave the nod to just under $1 billion in spending for public schools in a couple of dozen districts. Big districts like Denver, Cherry Creek, and Jeffco all passed their measures. Here to talk with us about how schools fared in Tuesday's election is CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Ryan.
Many districts were anxious about this election after 4 years of state budget cuts.
Yes, many districts are operating now at 2008 levels, even though they have many more students. And voters have said no to these requests in districts like Pueblo several times in the past. To give you an idea of some of the emotion, I was starting to ask Kelly Laughlin, the superintendent of Tiny Elbert School District, southeast of Parker, about their 501 to 466 victory for a new school. And before I could get my question out, there was a shriek.
It's a great day in Elbert. Oh, we are so excited.
Celebrating a 35-vote win.
35 votes, crucial to get this new school in this district. The school they have now doesn't meet the fire code, so they have to physically carry students in wheelchairs out of the school during fire drills. Raccoons have eaten through the piping, the roof leaks onto the gym floor. On a campaign website, they had a dramatization, which would be funny if it weren't true, of how volunteers have to stand on the sidelines of the basketball court, run onto the gym with towels to mop up the condensation that falls from the roof. They do this quickly when the players run to the other end of the court. Here's Kelly Laughlin describing the moment they knew they'd won.
There was just jumping and just screaming and hooting and hollering, and we had a room full of kids, and oh, there were tears. And it was just absolutely amazing, an unbelievable feeling, a feeling I never want to forget.
Well, how did other districts across the state fare, and what do the results mean for their schools?
Almost every measure in more than two dozen districts passed. So that means, for example, elementary students in Sheridan won't have to be in a school that, when it rains hard, water rushes into the basement and hallways where mold is growing in the walls and subfloor, and the ventilation system is crumbling. In Pueblo, for example, it means that the high school band won't have to practice in a room so cramped that they have to wear earplugs, I'm told, when they play, and the band leader has his desk in a storage closet.
Did critics of these measures win any of their fights?
Not really. Ryan, only two bond measures failed. One of these was in Weld County School District RE1, just southwest of Greeley. We highlighted that district in an earlier show. And as a reminder, that was the district that was trying to repair aging buildings. The good news for Weld is that even though voters said no to those repairs, they did pass a property tax measure. So programs that have been cut, like the high school's remedial reading program, will be restored. In fact, all of the property tax hikes passed, except one in Cheyenne County.
What do you think accounts for voters' generous attitudes toward schools this year?
Well, this was a presidential race, and research has shown that presidential elections tend to produce higher numbers of voters amenable to tax increases. Also, some districts that failed in the past really listened to the public and rewrote their requests to target their highest need areas. And you can't underestimate the grassroots mobilizing in some districts like Jefferson County.
I'm glad you mentioned Jefferson County. It's Colorado's biggest school district, and they had a big win, 58% to 42% for a $49 million property tax hike. And they passed their bond as well. I understand that was a much bigger victory than they were expecting.
Yes, this is perhaps the most significant election result for education across the state. A lot was on the line here, and if it failed, district leaders say they were looking at $45 million in cuts, about 600 jobs, including nearly 400 teaching positions. So there was a massive grassroots campaign. Parents were organized at more than 150 schools. There were senior citizens standing on street corners, preschool parents knocking on doors, teachers, administrators, and the mayors of several Jeffco cities all supporting the measures. We should point out, though, that despite the victories for all these school districts, administrators are far from complacent. Jeffco Superintendent Cindy Stevenson says something must change fundamentally at the state level.
We'll be very frugal. I can guarantee that. But I would suspect that nothing changes in school finance with general operating funds. We'll be looking at 5 to 6 years from now and have to go back to our voters.
Well, finally, from Jefferson County to Denver, that district had a nearly $500 million bond and a $49 million tax hike proposal, both passed by 2-to-1 margins.
Yes, the property tax measure coasted to victory with 68% of the vote. That'll pay for expanded art, music, and PE programs in middle and high schools. It also provides money for technology and tutoring in every school. But I think the most significant victory for proponents is it will allow more kids to attend preschool and gives all kids access to full-day kindergarten. Now only half days are paid for. Hmm. More and more politicians and even the business community are starting to talk about how early childhood is where they can get the biggest bang for their buck. The research shows that investing in early education pays off with lower high school dropout rates. And despite some opposition to the bond measure, 3B, it also passed easily.
Well, Jenny, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
Jenny Brundine is Colorado Public Radio's education reporter.